As for the time being, we've got the great man who will be joining us on Crunch Time here at SEN alongside Brett Finch. That'll be a fun day on Saturday. He is the bloke in the bar. That's who he is. His name is Denon Kemper. G'day, Denon.
Mate, thanks for having me back.
Oh, mate, we love having you. This is what's brewing with thanks to Four Pines. Well, we do appreciate you being here, Denon Kemp, bloke in the bar, of course. Broncos taking on the Rabbitohs, the old... I've got a little sneaky feeling, Denon, that the Broncos can go close to an upset tonight. Are you with me or against me?
My heart's with you. My head is not there yet. I mean, maybe I'll get some pre-game hype. I'll get some... I actually went and visited the boys yesterday. They're staying down... Actually, I won't say where they're staying, but staying in Sydney. Look, they're so young. I don't think they should be worrying about results at the moment. They need to be worried about the little 1%ers being there for you, mate, which they're still lacking. You know, they're still lacking a lot of the tough stuff. So I think that they should, you know, throw the results out the window and just focus on if they can go into a video session on a Monday and, you know, look each other in the eye, that's what you kind of want. So I'm just more focused on the little things as a ex-Bronco.
Yeah, fair enough too. My concern, if you're speaking about little things, is Tessie New's not a huge bloke. He parks himself on the right. You've got Latrell Mitchell sweeping around, who loves that left edge for South Sydney. I'm a little bit worried about that, Denon. But the reason I'm keen on the Broncos to push it for the Rabbitohs is there's a couple of reasons here. Rabbitohs haven't exactly put 40 minutes together. They took on the Manly side, took a long time to get past them. They took on the Bulldogs. They'd only scored about two tries in the first hour or so, so they were sort of struggling for a while. They played good in the second half against the Melbourne Storm. They played good in the first half against the Roosters. Haven't put together an 80 minutes, and the great Cody Walker, I've gone through their last 18 tries, Denon, and he has had a hand in 12 of them. So he's a significant out for the Bunnies, isn't he?
Oh, he's a massive out, you know. He's one of the best sixes in the game. And when you talk about putting points on, he's the guy you want to turn to. But they've got a pretty handy replacement in Benji Marshall. He goes all right. You know, so I agree with you. The Rabbitohs haven't been where they should be, in my opinion. You know, when we look at Penrith and we've got this, like, clinical killer mentality, I don't think Rabbitohs have that yet. I've always said their biggest issue is their completion rate. They've never been one of the better... Once they sort that out and they get an 80-minute game out, they can be unstoppable. But the only problem is that Brisbane haven't been an 80-minute side either against much lesser opponents. So I don't see where we have the firepower to outpoint them, even if it's just a touch footy game. I just can't see us scoring enough points to upset them.
Yeah, Dan, and in regards to... It's Mark Carroll here, mate. In regards to your podcast, who's your favourite been so far?
Mate, you know what? I'm glad you asked me that. Just recently, I had Sean Johnson on, and I obviously was expecting it to be good, but I wasn't expecting it to be just so insightful for this kid where you thought that he was this superstar growing up, when in reality, he was a skinny kid that struggled with his defense. You know, he still struggled with it at the start of his career in the NRL as well. So he's had to work really hard, and that's you often look at these naturally gifted guys, and you just go, oh, yeah, well, this comes naturally. But he's worked quite hard and had to deal with quite a bit of flack, you know, being the New Zealand Warriors, you know, marquee man for so many years, and then obviously moving on under controversial kind of circumstances. So it was just so good to hear a story of a guy that's touched the highest highs but also had the lowest lows.
Yeah, Denon on the Bloke in a Bar podcast, Fletch, and this is a taste of what he does. What did I call you? Oh, Fletcher's about to walk in the door. That's why. Denon, this was Denon with Sean Johnson. It was a very, very good chat.
People's opinion on Bomber is very mixed. You know, like, and I've heard both sides of it. I've been in a position where I've heard both sides. But from where I'm standing, like, it blows my mind that you've got coaches out there that have started the season poorly, but are backed by a club and have been re-signed for 3-4 years, whatever.
It's insane.
And I'm like, man, far out. And then you've got a coach sitting here who's taken us, who had to take over from the Flanagan stuff, go through all that, manage a cap. He hasn't signed, we got Tolman over, that was this year. Yep. He hasn't signed anyone else in his time, you know what I mean? Like, he hasn't been able to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's had to manage the current crop and just take us to the finals, you know what I mean? Like, it's like when you re-sign a player, what that does for the player's confidence, knowing that you've got an organisation that 100%. Backs you,
yep.
It's exactly the same for the coach. 100%. You know, you've got an organisation that wants to show faith in you and say, yeah, hold on, mate, you've done a somewhat terrific job the last couple of years. We're going to back you.
Yep.
And then you've just got that weight off your shoulders and you're going, okay,
yep.
Like, this is my team now. We mould it to how I want it.
Denon, good find with him, mate, because I think he's going to be a big media star when he retires, Sean Johnson. He speaks very, very well, and what he talks about too is just superb. So well done on that. How'd you find him overall? Just outstanding?
Oh, he's an incredible human being as well. You know, I offered him an appearance fee. He refused it and said, give it to Moses Masoa's foundation, who recently, about a year ago, got injured and can't walk and is trying to rehab his... you know, he got injured playing in the Super League or training for the Super League, and he had played so many games in the NRL. So he's not just an incredible superstar. He's a down-to-earth human being that genuinely cares about, you know, his fellow footy player as well. So, mate, I can't say enough good words about Sean Johnson.
When you think about your career, Dan, and playing, we've been asking the listeners about name a current player, but I want to ask you for a player who you actually played with who most reflects the style of play that Tommy Radonic is. In other words, that toughest player, the player who played well above their weight, they just wanted to win for their team. Who's a player that first comes to mind for you, Denon Kemp, when you think about your former peers?
I don't know about... Oh, maybe he played above his weight a bit, but Tony Carroll, he loved it. He loved it, and he never didn't want it. He wanted it every minute of every game, and he was always there for the contest. You know, he wasn't as... You know, I guess fight kind of didn't, you know, fight or anything like that. But when it came to like the actual tough stuff of, you know, the one percenters, big shots, again, he was unbelievable. So probably Tony Carroll.
No, well done. Hey, Denon, we've got to go, mate. But I can't wait to work with you on Saturday. You and Finchie, crunch time, 12-2 on Saturday, right here on SEN.
Mate, I can't wait. I don't know if the studio's going to be big enough for the both of our heads, to be honest. So we'll see how we go.
It's not big enough for these two heads here, Spud Carroll and Brian Fletcher in the building here together. Thank you very much, Denon. I'll see you Saturday, mate.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, the bloke in a bar himself, Denon Kemp.